Getting Adam Lowry back in the lineup here tonight. Can you walk us through how you set up your bottom six tonight?
No, won't do that for you, but Adam's a big, strong presence, and he's also can, when he's right, can change the way you roll the bench on the road. So Mark Scheifele's line is going to draw the a lot of nights. The A group will go power on power, but if you're doing well in the game, there's going to be a change, and you've got to find another line that can play against the other team's best, and that's what we're, over the last couple of years, have been developing Adam to do. So having him back in the lineup gives you another option when Seguin doesn't come out against Scheife, and then it lets you spread your minutes better across four lines. We're going to watch his face-offs first. We had a tough night there against Montreal. Prior to that, we really liked our penalty killing. We liked the pairings that were starting to develop. So at some point, I would like to get Scheifele and Wheeler's minutes down on the PK just as part of that balancing of minutes. But when they went on it in game three, our penalty kill just got a whole lot better. So we got to kill as priority one over our power play for us right now. And we'll work through it with Adam coming back.
You talked about the competition on the bottom six the other night. How did you decide on Brendan being the odd man out tonight?
I like Brendan's game. Minutes and utility more than anything else. He's a five-on-five player for us right now. We haven't used him to kill penalties. And so that makes a difference. It's also, he's still learning. I love his energy. I love lots of his game. There's also some experience and some routes that he'll get better at. So he watches the game. He's still here. I just got the other guys ahead of him.
Much carryover from Thursday, or do we talk about that more than really what's kind of talked about with you and your players?
Just the physicality. No, the players have a memory, but divisional games, you don't need to play the team back-to-back to have that memory. I think that the games that Dallas and Winnipeg have played have always kind of looked a little bit the same. There's some pretty good rush chances that go both ways. I think both teams' theme coming into the year was to be better defensively. There's some skill on the special team units for sure. And there's an edge, right? So you've got two captains squaring off and getting after it. Both skilled players, so there's an edge to these games, which make them really exciting. I think Dallas-Winnipeg games, Winnipeg-St. Louis games, I think are always pretty exciting for us to play.
Back with Connor in net tonight? With 50 shots the other night, and then a travel day, no concern about the workload?
No, you know what, it wasn't. Lots of shots, and he was great. A great big chunk of those, probably around 20 of them, were outside kind of forecheck starters. And we got 3 days off coming up. No concern about it at all. Divisional game. This is a big game for us. His numbers are clearly the guy that's going in the net tonight.
Brian Little at the one goal. You said a few weeks ago you're glad Brian signed long term because he's not a guy that's going to cheat the game playing with a couple of very young wingers. Where do you see him at right now? And is there another level that you think he can get to offensively?
We'll just have to answer that as a group, not as the individual. One guy's got a 7 or 8, and the other guy's got 6. So Brian is going to get his points. I'm the only thing I would say about that is I'd like to play them a little bit more, get their minutes up, just a couple of shifts more. And I think he's been fine. Those two young players are still young players, and they are dynamic and they are exciting. But Brian does a lot of reading of the game, especially when we don't have the puck. And he's the right guy on our team to fill that hole. He's a good mentor for those two kids. I don't worry about him. I certainly take him for granted completely and totally. I'm aware of that. But he's a real big part of what we do. And those two kids having success, Brian's got a big, big piece to that.
Has he looked maybe for them a little bit too much instead of taking his own shot?
No, I don't feel that. I don't think that Brian changes his game like that. He shoots the puck when he's supposed to. He makes the plays there. Like, this guy's a real good, quiet pro. And I don't think he looks for me. Brian just goes out and plays, and he reads the people around him, and if there's a play to be made, he makes it. I don't find him forcing his offense to other people.